This is a Bedroom Conversations, written by Glimmer Glanger, and performed by
God of Laundry Baskets as Obi-Wan,
Mistborn Hero as Cody,
Flower Parish as Quinlan,
Kitana as Scamper.
Fandom, Star Wars, relationships, Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Quinlan Boss. Additional tags for vampires, friends with benefits, feelings, communication. Part 11 of the Sanguine series. Summary. The one where Quinlan Boss hitches a ride with the 212th and steers things up for Obi-Wan and Cody, prompting some revelations.
Obi-Wan felt much better in general by the time they left Coruscant. Spending time in the temple, around the other Jedi, and especially with some of the mind healers, had helped ease some of the sharp edges inside his head. The memories of all that had happened on Kadavo settled, finding their places amongst all the other dark times that he'd survived. They would rise up on occasion, he knew, but at least for the moment, he breathed somewhat easier. He wondered how long that would last once they headed back to the front, tucking his robe a little tighter as he climbed onto the transport that would take him back to the Vigilance, Cody a step behind him. He'd had time to think about the want he'd so clearly seen on his commander's face during the months since Kadavo. He'd seen it again, more than once, but Cody made no effort to act on it, which was a relief. If he had, Obi-Wan would have to address it. Just the thought of that made him tired. He cared for Cody. Very much. Felt things he could not allow himself to feel for someone under his command. Knowing that Cody desired him sexually made those feelings more complicated. But, well, that was a concern for another day. They still managed to work together very well. In fact, they'd spent a significant portion of their leave together. So, whatever wants Cody harbored, he must have, at least, realized they were ill-advised. Obi-Wan took some comfort in that, sighing as the door started to shut, and it was then that a familiar voice shouted,
"Hey, what's the idea, Kenobi? Trying to leave without me?"
Obi-Wan waved a hand towards the door controls, reversing them as he leaned around to Cody to look through the doorway. He blinked as Quinlan, who had not even been on world as far as he knew, came sprinting up, a bag over his shoulder and a smile on his face. "Quinn?" he asked, as Quinlan sprang up into the transport, giving a nod to the trooper by the door. "What are you doing?"
"Going with you,"
Quinn said, flashing him a grin.
"Orders just came through."
Obi-Wan blinked, and Quinlan turned to Cody and said,
"Don't look too excited now."
Quinlan explained, in his own aggravating way, what his orders were only after they reached the Vigilance and got to Obi-Wan's office, Cody following them through the door with a frown.
"Hold on,"
Quinlan said, casting Obi-Wan a look and holding a hand out towards Cody.
"You sure you trust this guy?"
"Quinn," Obi-Wan said, feeling old, familiar irritations prickle down his spine. "I trust the commander with my..."
"Your life, I know,"
Quinn shot him a grin.
"And who wouldn't? All right, you two might as well sit down. This could take a while."
It did. Apparently, the council had decided to send Quinlan off after a senator potentially defecting from the Separatist, She'd included intel that appeared legitimate in her request for aid, but the potential that it could be a trap remained high. They were to drop him off at a station en route to the Outer Rim. They'd moved on to discussing when he would be leaving the Vigilance and the specifics of the mission when someone knocked at the door. Obi-Wan waved to open it, unsurprised to find Stitcher on the other side carrying a cup. Quinlan watched him with one brow raised as they briefly spoke before Stitcher dropped the cup off and left. Obi-Wan sighed with relief. He'd grown hungry during the discussion and picked it up without thought, taking a long drink.
"Is that blood?"
Quinlan asked when Obi-Wan lowered the glass, and he froze for a beat.
"He's hungry,"
Cody said hard from his chair, and Quinlan gave him a look with both eyebrows up.
"Wasn't complaining,"
he said.
"Just surprised."
"My medic adjusted my diet," Obi-Wan said, clearing his throat. "If it bothers you..."
"Why would it bother me?"
Quinlan asked, shrugging.
"But you could have spared that medic a trip down. Just ask next time. I've got more than enough if you want a snack."
Cody stiffened. Obi-Wan caught the movement from the corner of his eye as he said, "Oh, no, I wouldn't want to inconvenience you. It's
no bother,"
Quinlan said, leaning back a little in his chair and tilting his chin a little higher and to one side.
"I always wondered what it'd be like, if I'm being honest with you."
Obi-Wan blinked, off guard, teeth down and itching, and said, "You never said so before."
"Maybe you don't know this,"
Quinlan said, grin curving up on one side.
"But you used to look like you were ready to bolt for the nearest airlock if anyone so much as hinted that they knew about your diet."
Cody said, chilly.
"You said you had more information about this senator?"
Obi-Wan looked away from Quinlan's grin, cleared his throat, and they got back to the task at hand.
"You are looking good these days,"
Quinlan said later, after they finished all their meetings, had a meal, and ended up at Obi-Wan's quarters. Quinlan had simply followed him in with the ease granted by long, long friendship. "I'm looking tired," Obi-Wan shot back with a roll of his eyes, and Quinlan snorted behind him.
"Don't fish for compliments,"
he said with a drawl, as he stepped up closer behind Obi-Wan, radiating warmth and interest. Obi-Wan knew perfectly well what Quinlan felt like when he was thinking about going to bed. He swallowed, heart beating faster, and felt his body stir in a way that still felt unfamiliar. "Well," he said, "it's not as though I'd catch anything worthwhile."
"You never complained before,"
Quinlan murmured, and brushed a hand over Obi-Wan's arm. Obi-Wan turned to look at him, and Quinlan sucked in a sharp little breath, eyes darkening as he said,
"Criff, you blush now?"
"I do not," Obi-Wan said, frowning, because he'd never done such a thing in his life. And Quinlan snorted a laugh, grabbed him, and pulled him towards the fresher, flipping the lights on.
"You sure do,"
he said, looking over Obi-Wan's shoulder, pressed warm and close behind him, and he wasn't wrong, Obi-Wan realized with a frown. There was a stain of red across his cheeks and the tips of his ears, a burning sensation under his skin.
"Anything else change with this new diet?"
Quinlan asked, and put his hands on Obi-Wan's hips, gaze simmering in the mirror, and it had been a long time since Obi-Wan had been intimate with anyone. He rarely had the option. He spent most of his time around men he could not allow himself to even think about taking to bed, not even Cody. "One or two things," he said, swallowing and turning. Quinlan left his touch soft enough to allow for movement. Obi-Wan looked at him, heart beating faster, warm under his robes, thinking about the frustration of getting erections. He trusted Quinlan, knew Quinlan. Quinlan had walked him through all the mess in his head the first time he'd tried to have sex, been gentle and understanding for all his usual sharp comments. Obi-Wan swallowed and rasped, voice quieter. "Would you like me to show you?" Quinlan grinned at him, put a hand around the back of his neck, and said, a breath before he pressed a kiss to Obi-Wan's mouth,
"I thought you'd never ask."
After, Obi-Wan stretched out and grimaced at a small rumble from his stomach. He'd eaten his final meal of the day, but apparently, the unexpected physical activity had prompted another wave of hunger.
"Where are you going?"
Quinlan complained as Obi-Wan sat up, planning to pull on some clothes and visit the med bay. "Just grabbing something to eat," he murmured, stretching. He felt surprisingly good. "I'll be back."
"You've got something to eat right here,"
Quinlan grumbled and reached out, curling an arm around his hips and pulling him back down. Obi-Wan blinked at him, and Quinlan smirked, tilting his head back on the pillow and said,
"What, did you think I just made the offer to get you into bed? Come on."
He gestured at his throat.
"I've always wondered."
Obi-Wan's fangs itched when they came down every time. He inhaled sharply. He'd never bitten anyone but Cody, and... "Are you certain?" he asked, and Quinlan rolled his eyes, slid a hand up to curl around the back of Obi-Wan's neck, and tugged. Quinlan gasped a little. Not when Obi-Wan bit him. That passed without reaction. But when Obi-Wan swallowed. Obi-Wan felt no pain or alarm in the Force, though, and swallowed again, blood flooding hot and delicious into his mouth. His blood tasted different from what Obi-Wan had grown used to the past few months. His men had gotten and stayed, insistent that he remain on a fresh diet. The taste was very similar, and far preferable to Sin's, but there was a subtle difference. He drew back after a moment, licking his mouth clean, and Quinlan exhaled a curse, put both hands in Obi-Wan's hair, and pulled him down to kiss him. "Mm-hmm." Obi-Wan gasped against his mouth, because that was certainly not a reaction he'd ever gotten before.
"That,"
Quinlan said, nipping at his mouth and rolling them, pressing down over him, and oh, the press of his erection against Obi-Wan's hip was certainly something his bite had never caused in the past.
"Is kind of hot, actually."
"What?" Obi-Wan squawked, wrinkling his nose, even as Quinlan leaned down and nipped at his throat, playful little bites. It made no sense. On his side, it was eating, and he was almost certain humans didn't find the act of feeding themselves erotic. And on the other side, how is it possibly...
"You put part of you in me,"
Quinlan said, sucking a kiss to his throat.
"And now there's part of me in you."
He blew over the tingling spot, looked up and asked, thick,
"You getting it yet?"
"I think you're reaching," Obi-Wan told him with a roll of his eyes, and Quinlan made a little impatient sound and shifted down his body.
"Let's see if I can convince you,"
he said. And Obi-Wan decided not to continue the argument. Quinlan did a fairly impressive job carrying the room in the end, as it turned out.
Cody slept poorly and woke early. He was used to debriefing with Obi-Wan directly before he went to bed on days when they both happened to be under vigilance and not in the medbay, but the shadow boss had clearly wanted to speak with him privately. It made Cody feel itchy between his shoulders. Shadows were Jedi too, of course, but simply being a Jedi didn't make a person safe. Krell had proved that, and the shadows danced along an edge Cody cared for little. He could not stop thinking about his last conversation with Fox, held in a too loud bar in Coruscant's lower levels, after Bones told Cody that Fox had delivered a warning, half a day later than Cody would have liked. Fox hadn't looked happy to meet with him in person, keeping his voice low and letting his eyes constantly scan the room for the entirety of the time they spoke. Fox hadn't had much to offer beyond a vague warning. He had said he had overheard a conversation about discrepancies in orders for synth for the Vigilance. Apparently, some parts of the Senate thought they weren't using enough. It seemed little enough to go on as a cause for worry to Cody, but Fox had been insistent about it in his own way, and Fox, of all his batchmates, had the least tendency towards overreaction. The warning had crawled up the back of Cody's neck and into his throat since they left Coruscant. It felt a very convenient coincidence to discover the Senate had some kind of concerns about Obi-Wan's diet right before a shadow decided to hitch a ride with them and then isolate Obi-Wan in his quarters. Cody frowned, grabbing himself a meal from the mess and making his way to Obi-Wan's rooms. He fell into step beside the Scamper, one of the new medics, on his way down the hall. Scamper had a cup on a tarp, one Cody recognized well enough, and Cody nearly sent him away. He was more than capable of covering Obi-Wan's breakfast. But if Buzz happened to come around, Cody had a feeling that Obi-Wan preferred to avoid feeding directly from a Bane with other people around. He nodded at Scamper instead, and they proceeded together. He knocked once he reached Obi-Wan's quarters, frowning as he considered a way to make his concerns regarding Boss known, and Cody stiffened all down his back when Boss opened the door. Missing his shirt and holding a pair of undone pants up around his waist.
"Morning,"
Boss said, flashing them both a wide smile, and there were familiar marks on his throat, small and barely noticeable, but definitely there. And Cody,
"You looking for Obi-Wan? He's in the fresher. Come in, he'll be done in a minute."
Buzz went, whistling into the fresher while Obi-Wan was still in it. Cody heard them speak to each other as he stiffly set his tray on the table. Scamper dropped off the blood, though Cody doubted Obi-Wan required it, gave Cody a wide-eyed look, and fled. Cody picked up his calf and took a long drink, uncaring about the heat of it in his mouth. And then, Obi-Wan stepped out of the fresher. He looked good. His hair was still damp, but his robes were all in order, and there was a hint of pink across his cheeks. Some of the lines around his eyes had, perhaps, eased. He said,
"Commander, everything all right?"
Yes, sir, Cody said, feeling stung and raw inside, trying to shake it away. Just thought we would go over the day's schedule over breakfast.
Of course,
Obi-Wan said, crossing to him and pulling out one of the chairs at the table.
I already ate.
Cody felt his jaw tense and worked to loosen it. It was good Obi-Wan wasn't hungry, and perhaps he had to adjust his assumptions regarding Buzz if he had been willing enough to share that. He certainly seemed to not have done any harm to Obi-Wan through the night. We should be reaching our rendezvous around 09:30, Cody said, focusing on work. Cody felt no great regret seeing Buzz off a few hours later. He watched the man's transport disappear with a tightening of his jaw, shook his head, and got back to work. The hours blended together until he ended up beside the Scamper in the line to grab the midday meal. Scamper glanced at him repeatedly as they waited their turn until Cody exhaled and asked, "What?"
"Nothing, sir,"
Scamper said, clearing his throat. He added, after a moment when Cody frowned at him,
"Just, it seems unfair, sir. If the general was going to take someone to bed, sir, we all know you deserve it to be you."
Cody's mind went stunningly quiet for the first time since Buzz had opened Obi-Wan's door that morning. He had tried to keep his thoughts busy with work, but other considerations had crept in, including the knowledge that, apparently, Obi-Wan was interested in taking someone to bed. Knowing that he was, that it was something he wanted, had preoccupied some portion of Cody's thoughts for hours, and did wish it had been him, but... "What the crif did you just say?" he asked, and the Scamper widened his eyes.
"Sir?"
he asked, looking ready to bolt right out of the line. "Did you imply that somehow I have done something that means I deserve intimate access to our general?" Scamper's eyes got wider. They had attracted the interest of a few troopers around them who were pretending, some with more skill than others, that they weren't paying any attention to the conversation. Even the insinuation made Cody feel itchy under his armor. So many people thought they deserved some piece of Obi-Wan, from General Skywalker to the Senate scientist who wanted to study his blood too.
"No, sir,"
Scamper said. So he wasn't a complete idiot, then.
"Must have been a miscommunication."
"That's what I thought. Make sure it doesn't happen again," Cody told him, clipped, and Scamper swallowed, nodded, and claimed he saw some friends calling him from across the mess, giving up his spot in line. A little bubble of quiet spread out all around Cody. He minded it not at all. He wasn't in the mood to talk. Obi-Wan looked slightly different than he usually did through the rest of the day. There were a few little marks just above the edge of his collar. Cody saw them sometimes when he shifted just so. Dark spots that made Cody's fingers feel itchy and he had a certain looseness about his gait that kept catching Cody's attention again and again. Cody had been. He knew he was in love with his general. He had had more than a few thoughts about touching him, being touched back. When he took himself in his hand in the fresher, those were the thoughts that got him over the edge, every time. But he had not. Obi-Wan hadn't gone off with anyone on leave, ever. As far as Cody knew, he hadn't. It left an itchy feeling in the middle of Cody's shoulder blades, knowing that Obi-Wan wanted to engage in intimate activities that he had. Cody wondered what they had done, what had left those marks behind, and he wondered why Obi-Wan had selected Buzz as his partner. He chased the thoughts away when they threaded their way into his awareness, but they recurred, over and over, as the hours passed, leaving him with an aching jaw and tension in his shoulders, crushing. He carried it with him through the line for dinner, grabbing his things, blowing out a breath, and turning, determinedly, towards Obi-Wan's quarters. Obi-Wan answered the door, still in his tunics. He hadn't been there long, if he had kept to his schedule for the day. He seemed pleased to see Cody, inviting him in readily enough, but there was a distance between them, a careful barrier of space that Obi-Wan had started keeping since his experiences on Cadaval. He ever made sure they sat at the table when Cody joined him for a meal these days, and if they worked on battle plans together afterwards, he never sat beside Cody on the couch. And he had a cup from the medbay, already half empty, by the time Cody had shown up. He had been preparing for his meals further in advance since Cadabo. Cody had not really had a chance to offer to assist directly since then. Cody swallowed, wondering how to broach the subject, how to ask if he had somehow done something to offend Obi-Wan, if that was why Obi-Wan had taken Buzz to bed instead of... Obi-Wan shifted, stretching his neck back and to the side, getting a little click from the vertebrae in his neck, and revealing one of the marks on his throat in the process. And Cody asked, the question slipping free before he could stop it. Why him?
Hmm?
Obi-Wan glanced over towards him, eyebrow up in question. Boss. Cody said, and Obi-Wan's eyes got bigger all at once. Cody wished, immediately, he could snatch all the words back, but since he could not, he plunged forward instead. He shifted his jaw from one side to the other and said, "Horse." Why let him? Why did you?
He offered, Commander.
Obi-Wan creeped when Cody strangled off with a fast little smile before he looked down at the pad in front of him.
Now I think that we...
I could do it for you, Cody blurted. Eyes dropped to Obi-Wan's throat, the marks there, and his gut jerked hard, because if all Buzz had needed to do was offer whatever he did, I could take care of you, right now. Silence crystallized around them for a long moment, as exactly what Cody had said caught up to him. Obi-Wan stared at him, eyes wide, and then he cleared his throat, stood up, and took a step away from the table.
Commander.
he said, tone very careful all at once, and Cody flinched.
I am terribly sorry if I've given you any reason to think that I'd require any form of...
You haven't, Cody cut in, because griefing hell. I want to. Obi-Wan sucked in a breath, and Cody pushed to his feet. I've wanted to for months. Obi-Wan looked at him, started to open his mouth, and Cody closed the last of the distance between them because he couldn't find the words to translate the noise in his head into something understandable. But he could put a hand on Obi-Wan's shoulder and push up onto his toes and... shiveringly good, the mostly dry brush of his lips across Obi-Wan's, lingering there for a moment before he drew back, Obi-Wan watching him with very wide eyes. He'd had Obi-Wan's mouth on his throat. It was different against his mouth, different and good and...
Cody,
Obi-Wan said, quietly, breath brushing across Cody's mouth.
You don't know what you're...
I'm in love with you, Cody told him, because he had already revealed so much. What was the point of holding that back? He had hesitated before, kept the admission to himself, when Obi-Wan was badly injured, recovering from torture, but they were both as healthy as the war allowed. They were. He couldn't see how he would get a better time to admit it, and he wanted, so badly, for Obi-Wan to know. Obi-Wan stared at him for a moment, and then lifted a hand up. He hesitantly touched Cody's hand on his shoulder before carefully lifting it away and taking a step back. Cody went cold all over, his heart beating painfully against his ribs.
I care for you as well,
Obi-Wan said, quietly, and Cody's heart, which had plunged towards the bottom of his gut a moment before, leapt to life, renewed. Obi-Wan looked to the side, brows drawn together, as Cody asked, voice coming out hoarse, stunned. You do?
Very much so,
Obi-Wan said, looking over to meet his eyes, blushing.
I've found my regard for you growing very much these past years.
Jeers, he said, and Cody felt his blood surge inside him, felt a smile curving his mouth. He had not. He could not say jeers back. It hadn't. He had cared for Obi-Wan for a long time, respected him and wanted to look after him, but these feelings were newer. Obi-Wan, he said, leaning closer again, and Obi-Wan turned his face to the side.
I'm your general, your commanding officer,
he said, very quiet.
I can't do any more than we've done.
He shut his eyes, wincing.
Not until... I can't until after all of this. If you still want to after, then I will be here, if you want to wait that long.
Cody stared at Obi-Wan, the line of his nose and the pinched tight skin around his eyes and... ached inside. It was not one of the two answers he had conceived as possible. He had thought he would get a yes or a no, but of course he should have known. As soon as Obi-Wan gave it, he knew it to be the only one Obi-Wan could give him. I'd wait even longer, he said, matching Obi-Wan's tone, and Obi-Wan jerked to look at him. I'd wait until the end of the universe, if that's what it took. Obi-Wan reached up, brushed fingers over his cheek, leaving tingling trails behind, and said, with a little curve to the corner of his mouth,
"Let's not take that long to end this war."
"Whatever you say," Cody told him, the atmosphere shifting between them, even as his gaze caught Obi-Wan's mouth again. He swallowed, wetting his bottom lip without thinking, and rasped, "Could we just... once more?"
"No,"
Obi-Wan said, quietly, and Cody shivered, but nodded. Taking a second kiss would have potentially led to a third, to more force. Cody would have wanted it to. He wanted more. Right at that moment, wanted to tug Obi-Wan to his bunk, or press him against the bulkhead, or pull him. Obi-Wan shivered, looking to the side, and Cody shoved his wandering thoughts down hard. Obi-Wan had said a single kiss was all he could give until the end of the war. Cody could respect that. "All right," he said, and cleared his throat. "All right, that's understood. I should let you rest." In truth, it was early yet, but if Cody stayed, he knew perfectly well that he would not be able to stop thinking about the brush of Obi-Wan's mouth against his, about, after all this.
"Yes,"
Obi-Wan said, still standing there, looking slightly lost, stunned. Cody reached out, not sure what to do or how to think around the pressure in his chest, and caught Obi-Wan's hand. He had too much energy, too many feelings that needed to be redirected somewhere. Obi-Wan's breath hitched, soft, when Cody lifted his hand, bent slightly, and pressed a kiss to the back of his knuckles. "To ending the war," Cody said, voice hoarse, and looked up into Obi-Wan's open, stunned expression. And then he made himself turn on his heel and walk directly out of the room, because if he didn't, he was going to surge up into a proper kiss, and Obi-Wan had said no. He marched from the room with his heart singing, buoyant and buzzing. He hadn't needed more reasons, really, to want to end the war as quickly as possible. He had gotten one, anyway.
Obi-Wan listened to the door to his quarters close, groped a hand out for his chair, and sat down heavily. His heart raced unevenly in his chest, and his mouth tingled, still, from the feeling of Cody's kiss. He'd known that Cody wanted him. He knew how to recognize desire, but... he raised a hand cautiously up to his mouth, brushing his fingers across his lips. A part of him wanted to insist, reflexively, that of course Cody could not actually love him. Cody had so little experience with such matters, no one else around to develop such feelings for, and the clones, all of them, had a right to make their own decisions, to name their own emotions. And so he pushed that reflex away, dropping his fingers from his mouth with a shaky exhale. A part of him wished, also, to sprint for the door, wave it open, and call Cody back. He knew without moving that Cody would return, if asked, would kiss him again, and perhaps more, and... he frowned down at his waist, body stirring at just the thought. he put those wants to the side. The yearnings in his blood were not as important as the duty he bore, and the affection and respect he held for Cody. Yielding to his wants in the middle of the war, when he had to give Cody orders every day, would not have been fair to either of them. But it would have been much less fair to Cody. "Criff me," he muttered, and scrubbed a hand over his face. He had not anticipated this as an outcome of taking Quinlan to his bed again. Had not anticipated Cody saying, "I could take care of you right now." He shivered, ignoring the clench of his stomach, and set that thought aside as well. He needed to meditate, to settle himself. They had a war to fight, after all. His desires could wait until after that duty had been fully served. They would have to. And then, perhaps. He raised his hand once more, tracing just the barest brush of his fingers over his mouth, and shivered. The end.
The end. Oh my god, they finally kissed, and they said I love you to each other. Well, Obi-Wan said I care for you, but he also said for years, and it's been a while since this came out, so I read it already, but I keep rereading all of this week's because I just love them so much. Thank you for listening.